Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
To American by Design on Conservative Nation Media. And today is a sad day, very sad. And the reason why I say that is that the country is pretty much going to hell in a handbasket. What we've got today, I'm just looking to get updated, but we've got some shootings in Los Angeles, and this ought to outrage everybody. This ought to outrage you. I'm turning my treble down so I get that low kind of voice going on. It was a little bit hot on this side, but now we've had two cops, one a mother of a six-year-old, shot, assassination type shot, sitting in their police car after just getting on patrol, both in the hospital. Luckily, they were able to get in because the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa idiots, fascists that they are, they say they're anti-fascists. They're not anti-fascists. They are fascists. If you don't conform, we will make you conform. If you don't obey, we will shoot you. These are fascists. Black Lives Matter and Antifa should be declared domestic terrorist organizations. Both of them. Especially Antifa. But Black Lives Matter, no, we paint them on a football field at the 50-yard line. We paint them. We put up signs in our restaurants and hotels and so on, our businesses, thinking, well, maybe if we put up a freaking sign, they won't come in here and terrorize us. And that ain't the way it works, folks. That ain't the way. The way is these people are savages. They are. They hate this country. They've been indoctrinated for years and years on, anti-American rhetoric. Socialism is the end. Marxism is the big thing, air quotes. They've been indoctrinated by public school system. Wonder why teachers don't want to open the schools. But we've got two cops shot after they were shot. These same cretins, these pusillanimous little punks, have to go and block an emergency entrance to the hospital that they were going to, these two officers. And the exit, and they had to yell, "We hope you die. We hope you die." Now, this is the party of the Democratic wing of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is their type of people. And it's not just so much a sock puppet of Joe Biden. It's the rest of them behind him are the kind of people they will not call out. They won't call out, and you will never hear them call out Antifa. Maybe in passing, that's about it. They will not denounce Black Lives Matter that was founded by the Black Liberation Army and the Black Panther movement back in the 70s and 80s. And some of these people that headed up that organization back then are in charge of the organizations now called Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But yet we plaster them all over like they're some sort of exalted heroes. They're scum. Absolute frickin' scum. A woman gets gunned down, police woman, and a man, 22, I think he was 23 years old or something like that. She's got a six-year-old daughter that has to live through this living frickin' hell. I'm sitting here looking right now on the internet, okay? Just looking up random police shootings, that kind of stuff. You got police department, three people shot, show up at PHX emergency room. Video, a man shot in Pensacola, dropped off at emergency room. Man shot in head, dies. Police, man shot up to 15 times in North Philadelphia. Police shoot and kill man at Orlando Hospital. Baltimore police shooting. Police investigating shooting in Lansdowne. Aftermath of police involved shooting inside Coburg Hospital emergency room. Chicago police officer shot on West Side. MPD investigating shooting at 700 block of Jackson Street. Chicago police officer shot on the West Side. MPD shooting. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's got to come a time where we have to stop this, because you know what? It's not going to end. It's not going to end in the major cities. It's going to advance, and it already has, to the suburbs. It's going to advance to everywhere that you roam in this country. And it's going to advance even further, especially if Biden and Harris win this election coming up. But why are these people, they don't even know what they're after. They don't even know why they're here. They don't even know why they're rioting. They don't even know. They riot because they've been told to. They riot some because they've been paid. Like I said, this is the Black Liberation Army. This is the Black Panthers, resurrected from the 70s and 80s. Now on a local TV station near you. And nobody wants to call them out for who they really are. And I'm calling today, I'm begging the Justice Department under Barr to denounce these people as domestic terrorists. I know it's not popular right now because we got an election cycle coming up, but but they need to be denounced and they need to be arrested. We've got people blocking a bridge in New York, 600-700 people blocking a bridge, and we can't arrest all of them. They don't know what they're after. They think that socialism is some utopian dream that their professors and their little ivory school teachers have taught them. It's not utopian. Socialism has never, ever won in any country. Never done anything good for anybody. Let me ask you something. And my wife brought this up too, my darling wife, Tina. And I had to think about it the other day, and I thought about it since then, during 9/11. When you watch all these brave officers, and it's kind of choking me up right now, I'm sorry. You watch all these brave officers, fire department, others involved, detectives and so on, social workers involved, scaling up the towers to save people. And in 19 years, where have we come? Where have we come from scaling upstairs to help save people? For our fine men in the blue, to demonizing them, to shooting them, to making their life a miserable freaking hell. Where have we come, America? Think about it a minute. And then think about this. What has Black Lives Matter, what has that movement ever done to advance anything for the black community, for Latinos, for minorities in general? What have they done? Have they built houses like at least Jimmy Carter's organization does? Have they built houses for people? Have they helped in any way? No. They haven't helped. What has Antifa done? Nothing but riot, loot, murder, mayhem. And when you watch these people on TV, notice how many white people you see. I see probably at least 80% of them are white young kids that have been indoctrinated by the school system for so many years, for 20, 30, 50 years even. They've been indoctrinated to shoot cops, to hate cops, after they lay down on their lives to save people, especially during 9/11, and especially when the times when you need them. You call them and they're there. They might not be there real quick, but they're there all the same. It's a sad 19 years turned in this country. My question to you is, do you want this to keep happening? Or do you want it to stop? Because it's not just the store owners. It's not just you people in the stores. It's not just you people in the houses in these big cities. It's you people out there in the suburbs. Got little shops outside of town, maybe in a rural area where you don't think anything's going to happen to you. Those are the people that are getting pretty pissed off. Not just the people in New York, Portland, Seattle. It's the people outside, because they used to go to your cities to have a good time. And you've got Democratic mayors, Democratic governors that are willing to play politics with your lives by not opening schools, when it's safe to do so, as some are saying, or a lot of us are saying. They're not willing to open certain venues, but they'll open Walmart. Just practice safe distancing. If socialism is what you crave, then join BLM. Join Antifa. Because that's what they crave. Socialism, Marxism, communism. It all leads to one thing in the end. The absence of the Constitution. The absence of capitalism. I've always told you, and for some of those new to the show, the absent or capitalism and the Constitution are tied at the hip. Tied at the hip. It seems that the Democratic Party, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa are also tied at the hip. That's what I'm reading from all this. This has got to stop. And President Trump is only limited to what he can do to certain things. But I think if you call these people what they are, domestic terrorists, even though it's an election cycle, I wouldn't blame him for it. I'd praise him. I'd say, look, at least somebody is recognizing who these people are, what these people are, what they're able to do, what they can do. There's a lot of dark money coming through this election, people. A lot of dark money. It's channeled through funds that are going to one group that are being transferred to another group. That's what dark money does. That's what it is. Billionaires, millionaires giving money to a certain group and then it gets transferred to another one. And, you know, sometimes some of these groups are only in existence for a day or two and then they go out. But the money still channels the same. We need the Inspector General, we need the Attorney General to be investigating these people. But in the meantime, let me just give you some numbers. If you want to call in here, it's 646-478-5284, and you're listening to Conservative Nation Media. By God, hopefully. Also, I wanted to play something for some of you. I mean, before I get to that, I get ahead of myself. I'm sorry I digress or I progress, I guess it is. I don't know. But you're listening to Bing Fisher, Uncle Bing Fisher, who's losing his voice again as usual, and I'm drinking coffee, man. I don't know why. Maybe I'd start drinking tea. I want to tell you about a website that I own. I own it. That's Bite Me in the Basement. This website is dedicated to eradicating leftists in a verbal way. Preface that. We're dedicated to the defeat of the Biden-Harris ticket. BiteMeInTheBasement.com. You can go there. You can create your own form. Just log in. Once approved, you'll sit there. You got your own forms. You can create your own. You can leave your own profile. You can message friends, like-minded people that are, you know, conservative, like-minded people that might be moderate, like-minded people that might be independent. I don't care. We are self-censored there. If you want to be an idiot and start cussing at people and so on, then we will get rid of you. But if you want to be a regular dude or dudette and get away from Facebook for a while and start your own area, you can do that over there. And I don't ask for a cent, not a cent. The same thing as Robert Garding, who's on here, doesn't ask for a cent. He just wants you to listen. He wants you to be informed. I want you to listen. I want you to be informed. I want you to have some tools to help combat these idiots these lunatic friends. And there's more of them that you know. A lot of them are getting paid. I understand that. But there's a lot of them that are actually knee-deep into this because they don't understand what socialism is. And for some, I could sit there and talk about it. But I want to play for you a clip. I'm going to try it from the studio first. So you guys got my back in the chat. Just make sure it works. If not, I've got to fall back. So we're going to try it on what socialism actually is by Liz Wheeler. A lot of you know her. Here we go. Okay, seeing that doesn't work. I still got some work to do on that. I don't know, but I've got it here.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number 5, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
And that was Liz Wheeler, and she's definitely a fireball. And I want to bring in whoever's listening, I guess. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller 845.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Mike, this is pretty good. This is Mike from New York.
Hey, Mike.
I agree with a lot of the stuff that you're saying and everything, but one thing that I've noticed that a lot of people, I don't know why they overlook this, is a lot of the kids, the children, and the other fools that are in the streets, they don't know the difference between communism, socialism, or what they're doing out there, or who Antifa is, or who BLM, what it's been patterned after, and what they really support. They don't know Marxism. They don't. To them, this is nothing but a game. And they're taking the main cause, which is correct. Yes, obviously all lives matter. Oh, no, that upsets them. It should be only Black Lives Matter. But they've turned it into some sort of a religion now, and they're out there completely oblivious to what they're a part of and what they're supporting. They really don't have any idea.
It's almost like a circus sideshow, isn't it? I mean, these people, it's like a Sunday afternoon outing for them,
yes.
Causing mayhem, hurting other people. They don't care. They don't care about other people.
It's entertainment. But then they freak out when the police come in, and all of a sudden and the cartridges start flying and the brass hits the ground. And then they freak out and they realize, okay, this isn't Nintendo anymore. It isn't.
No, it isn't. It's not a video game. These are real lives that they are sitting there and these are real lives that they're affecting. These two cops, really ticked my claw, man, Mike. These two cops in L.A. that were shot, one, a mother of six, and they could not get to the hospital in time, as they should have, because they had the BLM and Antifa that people don't even know who they are. We still are trying to figure out who Antifa is. But they can't get to the hospital because they got blocked. They got blocked to the entrance to get medical treatment that they needed. This is sick. This is a hit. This is an assassination attempt, and it's a hit on these cops. If I was looking into a profession right now, I don't know if I would want to be a cop. Would you?
No. I know a lot of guys that are NYPD that are, and I've seen discussions, exchanges between them where they're saying, how many years do you have left? And, I've got a family to raise. I know I've got no choice. I've got to try to stick it out for another 5 or 8 years. But it's frustrating for them. And then you've got fools that are these elected fools that have them hamstrung and their hands are tied. They can't do their job. And so the only thing they can do is sort of sit back and try to stay in the shadows and not draw attention to themselves and do the least they can, the least they have to, just to get by and get their years in so they can retire at this point, because they have an investment in it. And they're just looking at their retirement now because they're not fooling themselves anymore. What a lot of them join thinking they're going to do good for the community, that's gone. That's destroyed. Now it's just a case of you've got 10, 15 years in, just bide your time, get out of it. You've still got years. You've got a future ahead of you. The main thing is get your retirement and get out. And that's a shame. Now, who's going to replace them? Brain-dead millennials?
That's that.
Who's going to replace them? Did you see the creature that won the primary up in New Hampshire for sheriff? Did you see that?
Oh, the idiot.
The guy is a transgender devil worshiper something. Oh. And this guy and the Republican Party wouldn't support him. And nobody ran against him. And he won primary? Well, he won. Well, nobody was running against him, so no surprise that he won. But can you imagine if... I don't even know what to expect. I don't know what the voters are up in that area. But if by some disaster, that thing gets elected.
Well, that's the whole thing. Is a lot of these people that want a challenge because they don't want to be targeted. They don't want a target on their back. And I can agree with that to a point. But I mean, we've got to stand up to these people, because if we don't stand up, we will stand down. You know what I mean?
No.
We will stand down. You have to either fight or leave. And
on some of the chat rooms, on some of the discussion boards that are private on Facebook, I noticed a lot of the liberals were actually enjoying that. They thought it was hysterical that this transgender ran and won the primary, and this is fantastic. I can see the expression on all those conservatives' faces. To them, everything about this is a joke. Everything about what's going on is that they want to destroy this. They have nothing to replace it with, but they want to destroy it.
No.
But when the shit hits the fan, they're the first ones screaming for the police. They're always the first ones. They want the law and order to protect that, because they can't protect themselves. They can't live without the system, but they want the system destroyed. See, you know what it comes down to? These people, and I've said it a million times before, the liberals hate accountability. They hate anything, anyone that has authority, and that represents a symbol, a person, the police, the courts, a judge, the law, the gun. Unless they control it, they want to destroy it.
It's not just that, Mike. If you disagree with them,
yes,
they will hunt you. They will hunt you down and your family.
But yes, but the one thing that they're afraid of, they have power in numbers. But if right now they have power enough, but if you stand up against them, and they see it, the one thing that, like any animal, any wild animal, or any even a criminal or anything else, what's the one thing that they're not going to respect you unless they fear you? If they know that they're going to lose, and that, you know, it's like, hi, death's at the door, then they're going to stand down.
Right.
Out of fear. Well, because these people are basically paranoid. You know,
well,
20 of them behind you. Oh, yeah.
Like I said, this is like a Doctor Strange movie, you know, where there's some kind of alternative reality that they're living in. And they think that this is absolutely normal. They think,
you know, I brought it up.
It's been promulgated by politicians who either sit back on their laurels or on their asses, and they don't care about denouncing these people. Like I said, I think Black Lives Matter and Antifa should be declared domestic terrorist organizations.
They should be.
Nobody seems to want to, because Black Lives Matter, like I said, is plastered on, you know, the 50-yard line, on the football teams, and so on. And, you know, it's just these people put up signs. Well, same thing with guns, okay? It's the same thing with guns. The movie theater, no guns allowed here. But what happens? The criminals know that, and the criminals go in and they shoot a bunch of people up. And this is the same kind of mentality. It's the same kind of fear mentality that these activists have put into people. And like I said, there's no way you could get – there's not enough money you could pay me to be a cop.
No.
There's not enough, because it's too dangerous. There's a price on their head, each and every one of them. There's a big X, big freaking X on their back. And these two cops in their car just getting on duty, one with a 6-year-old daughter. I mean, and then after shooting them, like I said, they rush to the hospital to block the entrance so they can't get medical care. These are sick, depraved, freaking people.
They should have driven over them.
And all these people that are marching on the bridges and closing down traffic. I mean, I'm not condoning violence in any aspect. I wouldn't do this on this show. But
if your life is threatened, you got to defend yourself. If your life is threatened, you got to defend yourself.
Stand your ground. Good God, I live in Tennessee, because there's a stand your ground order here. And I've got the right to protect myself if I feel threatened. Either inside my home,
outside. You're lucky.
I know, in New York, but look at all the people that are coming to different states, that are moving out, that are voting with their feet, basically. And that's, you know, it's just disturbing to me that we've gotten in 19 years, I thought, back at, you know, 9/11, that we were at least together, and we were for a brief time. But now it seems like we've totally turned the distance on that. Now the cops are the victims, or the, you know, the perpetrators, I guess it would be. When back then it was Osama bin Laden and it was some of the radical people. But it's just amazes me, and it makes you want to just sit there and cry, you know, that we've devolved to this point that we don't care really about cops' lives or about your life or anybody else's.
Yeah, but as I said, they're cowards.
They're cowards.
I had the conversation the other day with, and I mentioned this on one of the other shows, with a gentleman, and I'm using that loosely, that I know that's an Antifa supporter, and he's been to many, many, many protests. And this man travels to go to them. And I told him, I said, you know, you've made it obvious. I said, Antifa's made it obvious that they have no problem. They're willing to kill for what they believe in. And I said, but the question then I have is, are they willing to die for their beliefs? And he looked at me sort of horrified. I said, because you understand, you haven't seen it yet. You've seen little touches of it here and there. But there are many Americans out there that are willing to die for that flag, that have died for that flag, had had family members die, have had that flag folded and handed to them. And I said, and they are more than willing to defend their beliefs and what this country stands for and everything else. And so my question is, how willing are the Antifa followers and brain dead cult members that are out there, are they willing to die for their beliefs? And he sidestepped it and said, well, we're not going to walk away from violence. I said, don't give me the pre-canned explanation. Are you willing to die for what you believe in? He said, I'm not going to put my life at risk. No, you're not. Then think about what you're doing, because it might come to that,
right,
time, that in the streets. You better think about it, because you're bringing it to that point.
I would have asked him, too, what do you believe in? Like I said, what has Black Lives Matter done for anybody? For anybody in the minority community, what have they done? What have the Democrats done?
Here's the perfect chance. The fires.
What?
The fire, huh? Fires in Oregon. Where do you see? I see streamers that are out there helping and volunteering and helping donate. Where are the leaders of Black Lives Matter in Oregon outside of Portland right now? That's in their neighborhood. Here's the perfect opportunity. How much money has been donated to them? What are they doing for anything to help the people that are suffering from these fires? Are they doing anything? Are they even out there? No. No. Where are they?
No.
They're not protesting right now.
They're not anywhere to be found except at night after dark in the streets of New York, Seattle, Portland.
Not even Portland and Seattle. They're hiding right now. They're hiding. There's no protests going on. I've been tracking this heavy duty for the past 4 or 5 days. Nothing. I've been on this every night, going to Twitch, going looking at the streamers and watching all these guys that do the streaming regularly. Where are they? Costello, CJ, and all the rest of them, they're volunteering. They're doing something and trying to help and trying to do what's right. Where are the BLM people? Where are the Antifa people? Where are the Antifa flyers? But the funny thing is, well, sad for them, is that a lot of the locals are turning on the streamers. The streamers are there to help. I'm not defending them. Some of them have said some really stupid socialist bullshit things, but some of them are waking up from what they're saying. And the locals are turning on them saying, what are you doing here? You're Antifa. You're part of this problem. You have no business here. Are turning on the streamers. So now they found themselves in a strange position. They're like, well, what happened? No, you're not accepted. You think you're part of the majority. You're not. Just because you have the podium and the microphone doesn't mean that you represent the majority of the people here in the United States and how we feel. No, you don't. You don't hear from us.
Well, they get the media play. They get the 24-hour news cycle, which is day in and day out, and it disgusts me. I almost can't even watch the news anymore because I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of the violence. I'm sick of these people that are claiming that they're out there to promote Black Lives Matter when all they want to do is create violence, loot, mayhem, pillage, whatever. This is socialism. I was lucky enough to travel to East Germany a couple times back when it was East Germany, and it was pretty hard. It was pretty hard to get through there. It was even harder to get out because they don't want you to get out with their information, if you know what I mean. And I was able to get in there, and I was able to see how these people live, and it's squander. And we're going to become, if we let these people take root and take control, we're going to become Venezuela. We're going to become East Germany. We're going to be communist bloc countries that are dictated to by elitists, because the elitists don't have any problem getting medical attention. They have no problem getting, whatever they want. They can jet set all they want to. And they dictate to the rest of the people. And I'm not really one to call out elitists that much, but the problem is that they instigate a lot of this. And hopefully Hopefully the American people will see through this. I think they already are. And I think that the more the protests, the more that these violent activities happen, I think you're going to see a shift, a major shift from the left to the right. Your take?
Yeah, I think from what I'm watching right now, the Democrats are realizing and understanding, and they're monitoring the polls, and they're monitoring, they got their finger on the pulse right now of trying the best they can to look for the real pulse because of the election, what the attitude, the feelings are of the American voter that's out there, and they're realizing that these demonstrations are damaging their narrative, damaging their image, and they're trying to rein it in. They're trying their best to quiet things down. At first, I even took it so far, and I said, no, that's conspiracy theories because it's too big. There's too much going on. I said, you know, they want to stop a lot of the Democrats, the protests in Portland now, because they're causing problems and making them look. And the more that goes on, it's making the Democrats look like fools and Biden look like an idiot. And they can't have that anymore. But how do they stop it? They can't control. They set that fire, so to speak, and they can't control it anymore. So I'm wondering if, I said, well, they're talking about people that are setting these fires. Did they set some of these fires as a diversion to take? Because it did stop the protests in Portland. There's nothing
going
on.
You know,
it stopped it dead. And I thought about that. I said, well, it can't be because this is too widespread. It's all the way down to Tijuana. And then, but it stops at the border. Take a look at the map of where the fires are. They don't go up to Canada. They don't go into Canada.
No.
So how do you have fires all over the West Coast?
Hey, dude, I feel the exact same way. This is a convenient distraction for them.
Yes.
And everything that they do is a convenient distraction. They don't want to help the American people. They don't want to help the people that do not have stores open. They're trying to feed their families. They want to sit there and bail out the states that have mismanaged their affairs to the point of distinction almost. That's what they want. They want this big trillion. And let me ask you something, okay? You're a listener. A new listener, I like it. I mean, you are, you know, definitely out there, and you ought to have your own podcast. But anyways, what have these Democratic states and the Democrats just in general, what have they done for minorities? Nothing. They've enslaved them. They've kept them down. They keep telling them they're too stupid to vote. They keep telling them that they have to be on government welfare to get by. They keep telling them that, you know, they're disenfranchised this way, that way, every other way. They keep telling them that they're too stupid. Remember Chris Matthews back during Katrina in Louisiana? He said, oh, these poor black people are so black and they're so poor. Remember that? I mean, where's the racism here? Where's the racism? I've never actually think I've ever heard Donald Trump utter a word of racism. But I hear it from Nancy Pelosi. I hear it from Chuck Schumer. I hear it from the left all the time. Divide and conquer. That is the Marxist way. That is the Democratic liberal agenda that they are going to put forth. And the sock puppet, Joe Biden, he ain't got a clue. The sock puppet, Joe Biden, he is just there for the ride. And once
no,
they get
not just
in,
a clue. He doesn't have a clue. He doesn't have a chance. No.
They
because you know what? As I said, they control the podium right now. So all we hear is, oh, he's within a point. Oh, he's. I know we heard it with Hillary. We already heard the game and everything. But, I mean, that's basically, like I told one journal, that would be like going to Hitler in 1942 and saying, how is your Jewish community? Oh, they're wonderful. We have cookouts and we go to the lake and we go boating. We all get along famously. Oh, come on. What do you expect? What do you think they're going to say? I mean, it's a depressing analogy, but it's true. I mean, just to underscore it, of how stupid What do you think these people are going to say? And they're listening to it. Well, polls say that Biden is 5 points ahead of Trump. Of course they're going to say that. And if you had enough money and you hired Marist, you could get the results. You could get any poll you wanted with the results that you wanted to. This is a poll that I want, and these are the results I want. Okay, you're paying for it.
They're useful.
People are just
tools.
Yeah.
These are tools by the Marxists that are put out there every day. And you can see them on CNN. You can see them on BSNBC. You can see them on ABC. You can see them on every single talk type op-ed. So-called journalist website. You can see them there every single day, and they keep promulgating.
And why don't the Americans see it? Why don't they understand it? You know why? Because a lot of the young that are out there now, I'm thinking it's two generations that have been destroyed, at least the schools. They're stupid.
Because they say,
you can't say that. I've gotten into this with a lot of them. The schools have destroyed. They've spoon-fed a lot of these kids, and they don't have a foundation for understanding, for history, so for them to be able to process and make parallels, draw parallels, comparisons, and understand with events of today based on what happened in history back before, because they don't even know the history. I get in an argument with one of them who tried telling me that Antifa was created by Hitler. What? Where did that come from? No, they don't. What is it? How many movies did you watch before you get your history degree? What is it? Three movies and you read one book, or you looked at pictures?
No, really. I mean, Antifa is supposed to be anti-fascist, but in reality, they are fascist, because if you disagree with them, you will be shot. If they had their power, you'd be sent to a gulag. You'd be sent to jail. Your whole family, they already are doing this.
Their main symbol was created for one reason. It was to hide the swastika in public. It's three arrows pointing down at an angle to the left. If you look up the history of it, those three angles, they were meant so that they could line out the swastika on public billboards and everything back in the 19 when they were going up against Hitler in the 30s and during the street battles, the fights. But people don't understand this. And you see their symbols and their flags spray painted everywhere. And then you have people like Nadler and the Democrats saying, it's a mess. They don't exist. What are you kidding me? Why? Because they don't have a corporate office. They don't exist. Are you on the private chat rooms? Have you really been out there and listened to these people and see them? Have you? Well, no, I don't have to. My staffers do that for me. Oh, okay. We're in deep shit.
It's funny.
If it ever comes down to it and there's a horror show, God forbid, some sort of a horror show, something outrageous that they've done where they can't control the anger of the silent majority that's out there. And you've got retired law enforcement, retired military. You've got a lot of people that are highly trained. And I tried explaining this to one of them. I said, do you really think that you'll see the conservatives in the streets throwing bottles and holding signs and screaming like you idiots, screaming no justice, no peace for 45 minutes or an hour and boring people? No, you're not going to see that. Not with us. What our side will be doing is we'll be visiting people late at night. And I said, you don't want to go there. I don't want to see that. We're not going to be in the streets. These people are trained that have it. And there's going to be vacancies in public office, politicians, a lot of people that are heads of some of these foundations, the money people. You think they're hiding that well? You think they're not known? That even the intel community, they don't know who these people are that are funding and paying for all this and supporting it, promoting it? They'll be wishing for, because it'll be worse in the streets. That's what will happen.
Our own neighborhoods. That is so insane. It's unimaginable. They burn down their own neighborhoods. They loot their own neighborhoods. They pillage their own neighborhoods. And then we sit there, and this has got to stop too. We sit there and we rebuild them. Yeah. Public housing is another issue. This housing is nothing but a rat hole for prostitutes, drug gangs, all these people that congregate there. That's yeah. That needs to stop.
Well,
and that was
look at the areas. Look at the areas from the Rodney King, even the Watts riots or anything else. Watts riots still, the areas that were decimated, burned down, and everything else, they're still empty lots. Go down and take a look in Los Angeles. See, I was there. I was in L.A. when those riots hit, and from Rodney King and everything. Go take a look. There's still empty lots, and it's been cleared out, and they never recovered. Supermarkets and chain stores, the city tried bringing them back in to reopen. They're like, no, I'm not going to open down there. Are you kidding me? I'm going to invest in that for what? Invest for who? And risk having that happen again? Have a nice day. They never reopened. There are people they interviewed that have to take buses, like two different connected buses, to go to a pharmacy or go to the market because there's nothing in the neighborhoods anymore. The communities pay the price for this.
There's nothing in their neighborhoods because they let it happen. They let this happen by voting in stupid, idiot people. That's why, you know, that's why we're in some of the predicament that we're in right now. But, you know, I work the polls, dude. I work the polls every year. I do maybe two polls, something like that a year. And I work these precincts, and these people have no clue who they want to vote for. Some people, I think, just actually should not be allowed to vote. If you don't know who you're going to vote for when you go in,
you're right.
You should not be allowed to vote. And I want to ask you a question. How did you come upon this show? And because you were just such a fantastic, you know, person to interview.
Well, I went to take a look on Blog Talk and I started snooping through the shows, and I sorted through there's a lot of BS shows out there. There's the Bible Thumpers, and you got the neo-Nazis, and you got, does your left ear hurt? And here, there's a solution for ankle pain. And just every type of show you can imagine is on it. And then I spun, I said, oh, look, conservative talk show. Let's see what they're talking about on it. And I think to myself, is it a real conservative talk show, or is it another one of these liberal shows where they're making believe they're because everything is a game now to everybody. There's so much misinformation and propaganda that's out there that I never know what I'm going to get when I call in on one of these shows or listen in. And some of them I hang up. Some of them I, you know, just it's not worth it. There was one of them, something solutions that I tuned in one day. Just by accident, I clicked on it and said, people have to understand that it's a medical fact that when a black man has sex with a white woman, that he can catch cancer. What?
Oh, God.
Where did that come from? What doctor are you? And they're all there and said, absolutely, this is a fact. What do you mean it's a fact? What are you? Who are you people? And you're voting. You have no business voting. God
I just
help
brought
us.
In.
I don't know.
505. If you can hang with me, Mike, I'd appreciate it, man. You are very interesting. Caller on 505, Erica. Hello?
Hello. This is Robert.
How you doing? Hey, Robert.
Yeah, I was just listening to the show.
Oh, it's animated, man. It's very animated. I love it. I love it. I mean, Mike in New York is just, he's cool as hell, man. Mike, make sure you share our show. Because we're not fake conservatives here. We speak our mind, and we're proud to do it, and we stand up for our country. We stand up for the Constitution. We stand up for capitalism. Like I said, capitalism and the Constitution are tied at the hip. And we just keep on trucking on. You know, we've got a website, Bite Me in the Basement. You're more than welcome to come on over there and post whatever you want. We don't censor you. We don't try to strip away. I'm not Mark Zuckerberg, so I don't have all his money to make it really pretty. But
do you have a
do you have
a Facebook page?
Bing.fitter.
Yes, we do.
FITCR. Well, yes, we do.
It's under CNR or spelled out?
CNN. My Facebook page. So you can friend me there.
The
once you friend me
there,
is my links. But Robert probably can fill you in here. Robert is actually the purveyor of this.
I just typed in CNR on Facebook, and I'm not seeing
CNN.
I'm not seeing
CNN.
CNN, two N's?
M is in Mary.
Actually, it's under Conservative Nation Radio.
Okay.
That's the original site.
Okay. I thought it was in CNN.
Okay. Yeah. If you're on there right now, I see Conservative Nation Community, Conservative Talk Radio. I see CNN, CNM. I see it. Okay.
And we got pages linked together. So there's Traditional American Movement. There's American by Design, which is this
show. Is it with Jermaine?
No, it's actually. I could put the link into the chat room.
Conservative Talk Radio Group.
I just stuck it in the chat room, but well, that's not it. I just kind of added both of them together. Because I had
if you look up Bing.Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, you'll see what pages I'm linked to, Mike. So you'll be able to at least friend me. And if you have questions, just, you know, give me a personal message and I'll get back with you. But,
I'm looking for you to send a friend request on here. And
okay, I'll get to you.
You've got my number. You got my number. If you text me that on my number, that's my cell. See, it shows. I don't hide it.
Okay, I've got it. But man, I think you've been animated, and I really appreciate this, because if you're in New York and you're this animated, that means
we're surrounded. We're outnumbered 4 to 5 over here. It's unbelievable. I mean, my next door neighbor. I'm also a committeeman. My next door neighbor is a rabid liberal. He's an engineer with a major company. I'm not going to name it, but very well educated on some things. And anyways, after Trump won, and he had his Hillary sign out front, and I had my Trump sign out that they kept ripping off the thing and off the lawn, and he came over to me and said, "Well," and we're friends. He said, "Well, you must be very happy." And he knows I'm a committeeman, and I said, "Yeah, I am." But I said, "I'm a little confused." And he said, "Confused? Why?" I said, "Because right after Trump won, I get this manila envelope, a thick manila envelope delivered to me with lists of every Democrat in my block, their addresses, and how many Democrats lived in the house." And I said, "I think we're getting ready to round you guys up." And he looked at me horrified. And I said, "Would you stop? I'm joking with you. Would you ease up?" He said, "You know, that's not funny." I said, you don't even have a sense of humor anymore. You can't laugh with these people anymore. This isn't the America any of us grew up in. You can't make a joke with them."
No.
Like, what happened?
Flycatch in chat says to ask you about your World War II collection. And
yeah,
Robert, I'm like...
Hi, Flycatch. How are you?
Rob, I'm sorry. I check, you know, saying 90 seconds, so I might run a little long because I still got my outro to do. But Mike, what about your World War II collection?
I've collected World War II military and studied World War II since I got my first German album when I was 7. I'm 64 now. Over 50 years, I've collected war souvenirs and studied World War II. Yeah. And I've loaned items to television shows, to documentaries. So it's frustrating for me. That's why I touched on it when I said about history. They don't know history. When I had one kid that worked for me that asked me, "Did we win World War II?" That's the wrong question to ask me. That's the wrong.
Yeah.
And this kid had just graduated his, you know, high school. It's the schools. And it comes, one of the key things, the schools, the politicians, the liberals, that they've taken little by little control of every button that's out there, of every little ministry, government agency, Department of Labor, everything. They put their own people in place, and they've been controlling. They've been at the helm for too long, and we got to take the wheel back. We've had enough.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, but I've collected a long time, so I've got a different outlook when it comes to World War II and the horrors of World War II and what those assholes. The Nazis created a fraternity out of a country, and they created their own pseudo religion. It didn't work completely. They weren't able to turn the you know, the masses against the church, but they wanted to eventually. And it's interesting when you can really, really look into it and the techniques that were used and make parallels with what the Democrats are doing today. And that's scary. So when they call us, the conservatives, the Nazis, no. And in reality, they're the ones that have the problem.
Well, thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. And please help us and share the show and tell your friends and, you know, just go over to Bite Me in the Basement. It's a website I created because I had enough. I was out of talk radio for quite a while, and I had enough, and I started that website up just so that I can try to make a change, affect a change somewhere. So it's anti-Biden here, and I think we'll be getting a lot more views lately. But
Give me a buzz after the show. You've got my number. Call me back and talk me through how so I can find you on Facebook, and I'd be glad to. So give me a call back after the show ends, if you're closing down right now.
Yeah, unless Robert's got something else. I mean, I am running low.
Well, what I was doing was putting the URL for the Facebook group for Conservative Nation Radio, I've changed that to Conservative Nation Media, but there's still parts of it that say radio. But I put the link into the chat room.
Okay, that means I got to try to remember my code to get into the chat room.
Because I'm actually in there right in on that page right now, and I just took the URL and copied it and dropped it into the chat room.
All right, let me see if I remember the codes.
I've got it's
not going to let me. I don't remember what the code is. See, Greeks are good at like opening restaurants and shit. We're not good at high tech stuff. No,
high tech stuff.
Yeah, I'm good. Give me a restaurant, I'm fine. This technical shit turns it.
It's just www.facebook.com/groups/, and then there's a big number. It's 564-363-3202-8277-6. And I don't know why that number came up, but.
You must know Black Hats, Mike.
Must have what?
You must know this Flycatch, because that's the one that asked me to ask you about your WWE.
Oh, I know Flycatch and a lot of them. Oh, yeah. Because, bounce around and take a look at different shows that are out there. And yeah, Flycatch is a great guy.
he is a great guy. Director to this show and to Robert's show. And we've got a lot of other people coming on the show or getting ready to come on the show too that either have been here. I've been doing this since 2013. I still can't get my mic right. I don't know. But it's starting to gel now. So.
Yeah, we have another show that's just starting next Saturday, and they were here before, and they're called, name of the show is Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown, and he's already got his show for next Saturday scheduled, and he'll be at 5:00 Eastern time.
Very cool. Very cool.
And then my show is on Tuesdays and Fridays.
What's the name of your show?
It's the new Wise Conservatism Radio, and I just call NWCR.
We started this. We've gotten pretty good page views, man. I mean, people are downloading, people are streaming, people are, getting our podcasts and getting our shows. So, we've been here, some of us, for a long time. Like I said, Robert, I got shows back in 2013 that I found on iTunes.
Yep, that's when I started, 2013.
Yeah, I didn't know I was on iTunes, but Mike, you're more than welcome to become part of the Defend the Constitution rally. That's what we're here for. I mean, defending the Constitution, whatever it takes.
I think I logged in. I think, but even though it didn't tell me that, I think I I think I did it right. So maybe I can get into the chat room before you guys disappear. And
at your number, so I'll give you a call here. But
all right,
Rob. Anything
yeah,
else?
It's been a pleasure.
Same here, dude. Same here, brother. And look, keep up the fight. I know you're in a state that's you know, a hard state to rally against. But man, we got to get Bill de Blasio out of there. We got to get the governor out of there, Cuomo.
It's harder. It's harder now because there are less of us here. Many, many conservatives, Republicans, even libertarians have left the state. They've had enough. And I'm not just talking the older people that are talking about retirement and everything else. A lot of them said there's no room to even gun owners and everything else. You're not getting anywhere. There's no way to fight them. You're not going to win. They control the majority of the votes and everything, the voting block in New York City and the major cities, and they dictate to the rest of the state what's going on, and there's no way to get ahead.
There's
in my
not
my
much.
Hometown.
There's much left for you there, dude. Not much.
Yeah. So the numbers are, it's getting worse and worse.
You're welcome to come down to Tennessee is what I always tell people, and I'll show you the ropes a little bit and get you used to it. But, yeah, you're more than welcome.
Right now I'm looking myself at New Hampshire because it seems like even Pennsylvania, the gun laws, I'm afraid as a gun collector, I'm afraid of the change. I can see the change coming. It's happened little by little. It is like a cancer. They do spread. They grow. I found one article that was written, and it was on the internet, and I was looking up a county that's over next to me, and that article popped up. It was written by somebody that he and his gay husband moved from New York City up to this county in New York above. It's kind of a drive from New York City, and he explained what it was like moving into a conservative county that's pro-gun, and how the only problem was when Trump won, how scary it was with people partying and the music, and people were thrilled when Trump won, and then I realized where we moved, and I was taken aback. And this guy wrote all this stuff, and then he said at the end of it, he said, I encourage any of you, if you want to make a change, help come up here, move up here to this county, and this county and this area has to be fixed, and we can do it. What do you mean fixed? This is what they do. What do you mean fixed? I'm never gonna be fixed. You're fixed. Look what you're fixed did to New York City, and you're gonna fix this? Well,
you see what the liberals are already doing. They're already saying, well, if Trump wins, there's gonna be anarchy. Well, you don't think? But I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to put fear in people. That's what their deal is with, you know, not letting schools go back, letting these riots go on, is that they can put fear and doubt in the people. They're changing their folks. And that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Mike, thank you so much. I'm going to end the show. I'm going to play some Brian Futch, and this guy is good. You can look him up on Reverb Nation. He starts my show, he ends my show, and Brian Futch, and I think he has his own website too, brianfutch.com, F-U-T-C-H. Anyway, good to have y'all on board, Robert. I'm sorry I ran long. It was a great show, I thought. And hopefully I can get my audio assets working next week. But thanks so much for being a part of it and helping. Thank you, Mike.
All right, gentlemen, keep up the good work.
Appreciate you, bud.
Hopefully we'll see you again soon. Just mute me out so I can listen to the rest of the show, please.
All right. Hopefully. Thank you so much. Robert, let's take it out. All right.
Okay.
Else but his dream for a better life. there shook their heads at such a crazy notion. But deep down in his heart, he knew he was right. He cleared the way for you and me. You can still hear. He fought for the cause with great devotion. Just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear.
Design. That was Brian Futch. You can get him Reverb Nation. Just look for Brian Futch on the internet. Thank you. Thank you, Mike from New York. You made the show. Good night. God bless.